thank the Lord for the word this morning to be there for God's purpose. I really had to repent. The Lord has shown us many times what He wants, and yet, in the daily life, how often, how quickly does it move to the background? Here we have 2-3 meetings a day. We have time of prayer, we have fellowship, and the word, the purpose of God moves up in priority. But on Monday you're back at work in your daily life, and it goes, moves back again. I hope and I pray that it would not move to the back anymore, no matter what the circumstances are. The Lord needs each one of us to. Each one of us is important for the house of the Lord. David has prepared so much, but he also, David didn't do everything because it's Solomon who built the house. And even if there are brothers in the church, we shouldn't think that he will do it. That's always the beginning of the end if we have such a thought. If we start to just rely on others, that's the beginning of the end. Then it goes downhill with the purpose of God. We have seen this a couple of times already. Therefore, the Lord has to save us from the sickness. The sickness that we think that we leave it to others. Don't you have the eternal life? Did He not give you the Spirit? What it is for? Such that you don't get lost in eternity? Is that the meaning? And we will just be here to warm up our chairs? No. It's really a difference. Where the Lord could break through in each one of us. We could really bring this to the Lord to test. Lord, I give you my life this week to really build up the church with you. This week, each day, I would like to pray for the church such that it is glorious, and also intercede for the saints and come up for the prayer meeting on time and pray when I am there. And on Thursday, I'm not coming after half of the time elapsed, but even earlier. This was our consecration for this conference. We don't just come any time. We are not coming at 7:30 or 10, not 5 minutes later. We would like to come over 15 minutes before the meeting, just such that the Lord can work. What a big difference this made. The last time, you come 5 minutes after the meeting and people are still talk with each other and stand. And then I don't even know, am I too late or too early? What's happening here? No. It's not that just a few consecrate themselves and that's how the church is being built. No, that's not how the Lord built His church. Each and every one of us is so important for God, each one. If you are really new here and you sit in the front and you pray and you praise the Lord, don't you think that makes a difference? When you come 15 minutes late and sit in the back and just listen, don't you think there's a difference? Each one of us can make this difference. We shouldn't think that other people make the difference. No, I give myself to you to be a David in your house. I want to build your house. Brothers, sisters, each one of us, young or old, it doesn't matter. How can you build? You can pray. and give your the Lord your whole heart. If I really get something out of this conference, give the Lord your whole heart. It is truly not helpful at all. It will not bring us to the goal if we're just here a little bit. We know how it works. We know the Bible. We can't get to the goal like that. I'm not doing business. I am actually dropping out of my work. But if we do something half-hearted, how far do you get? Adam, half-hearted. We are not going anywhere. God is so great. He is the Lord. He wants our whole heart. It is truly decisive in our daily life, in our entire life, that through this conference, the Lord will gain our heart. We sang songs about the burning love to the Lord, such as 48, which we sang. Oh Lord, how wonderful is this song. I have to repent. Let me read stanza 2 of Song 48. I love thee, so I know not how my transports to control. Is it really so? If people talk to us, what do you know about him? Oh, he knows the Bible. Oh, he really knows a lot about the Word. Is that what we are known for? The Lord is not impressed at all at this. Do you think God is impressed by knowledge? All our knowledge together compared to God's knowledge is truly nothing. But if we have a heart that says, I love thee so I know not how my transports to control, that is really something. How we live, that reveals if it's really like that. I came 15 minutes late to the Lord's table at one time in a conference, and it was because of reluctance. The Lord has really chastised me. How do you despise my table? I died for you, and you walk into the Lord's table an hour late or whatever. Don't you have respect? The Lord really chastised me. I said, Lord, I don't want to come late anymore to the Lord's table. That's a shame. But it exposed in me how it is in my heart. I really don't love the Lord that much. Because the love is not strong enough. If we talk about other things, the work, the hobby, the house, the children, about ourselves, we can talk hours about this. No problem. But how much does the Lord burn for our heart? For the Lord. In Psalm 45, it says, my heart is burning over. Whose heart is really cooking, boiling for the Lord? It's not about the knowledge, about the temperature. Maybe you have a lot of knowledge, but you are a fridge. And you come into the meeting 15 minutes late and just go ahead and pour out my knowledge and kill all. And then everybody becomes a fridge. In the end, we are all a fridge. a freezer. This is the danger. The enemy wants to give us more knowledge, not even more so-called revelation. But once the heart is cold, he doesn't care. Satan doesn't have a problem with Laodicea. They have knowledge. They have knowledge, knowledge full. But the heart is lukewarm. This morning we sang, how long have we not sang like that? The last time when we sang like that was a young people's conference a couple of years ago. That's many years ago, actually. There were so many young people, 15, 16, all the way up to 19. Many of them stirred up for the Lord, was really burning in the meetings. The older ones who were in the meeting were so happy that they could be there. Why? Because the fire was there, and that's what it's for. Your love burns like a fire. I really repented in these days, not just once. It's not the content only of the meetings, but the Lord touched my heart more. I was quite frustrated about my own condition. After a message or fellowship, I was so frustrated by my own self. Yeah, this is a disaster. It shouldn't be the case. And then I prayed, and the next morning I really asked the Lord, what's the matter? Lord, search my heart. Test my thoughts. What is wrong with my heart? It is the end of Philadelphia is to fall back to Laodicea. The whole warfare is about the love. Love. Ephesus has left the first love because of reluctance. How reluctant we are often. The love of the Lord. Yeah, I love the Lord. I love the church. I am here somewhat. That's the beginning of the end. In the end, in the church's name is Philadelphia, the end. It's brotherly love. And the next church is Laodicea, which is lukewarm. It's a matter. It's that our whole heart is being gained for the Lord and His plan. David, the name David, David means the beloved one as a meaning, the beloved. And that's what it's about. With God, our whole heart has to belong to Him. Our whole life has to belong to Him. And who decides whether or not it is like that? It's myself. Do I rise early? Do I seek the Lord? Where are you, Lord? Why is my heart not burning like David's heart? I had such an appetite to be like David. The man was older at that time. And even if he was sick or in bed, in his heart it was burning for the Lord. He did everything that God's house could be built. He really encouraged his son. He planned. He collected the materials. How is our meeting? How much do we invest that the meeting is burning, that the meeting has food, that it is glorious, that the prayer meeting destroys Satan? that we have a goal in the prayer meeting, that we know what we are here for, that we really see whether or not the Lord answers our prayer. We should probably write down what we pray for and then see what the Lord answered. We shouldn't have the meeting just because it's Tuesday. Whether or not it happens, we are there at 8 to 9. No, we shouldn't be like that. I don't care for such a prayer meeting, says the Lord. If I don't even know what I should pray for, do you think the Lord on the throne would really move? If God really detests something, it's the Laodicea, it's a lukewarmness. He even vomits it out. He vomits it out. It's so disgusting. When you're lukewarm, the Lord will vomit. I don't want to have a lukewarm fellowship. Thursday night. You walk in any time, anyhow, at any way, and you just go home and everything is fine. This is lukewarmness. The Lord has already started to vomit. The Lord died for us on the cross. Totally different. He really wants to see what is burning in our heart. If we truly care, if it really goes on or it is glorious. Brothers meeting, we pray for an hour and talk for half hour and go home. That is not. The Lord would vomit that out. If we live truly at the very short time before the Lord's come, do you want to come to a wedding where the bridegroom comes bored and he forgot about day, hour, and he forgot the date of the wedding? When is the date again? If you would like to have such a wedding, then forget about it. Sometimes when it is about the Lord and the church meeting, the fellowship, the prayer, and the food that God, that's even a step further. It's the highest step in the church. We have testimonies in the Bible. They are for the unbelievers. Then we have a prophesying. This is for the believers, for them to be built up. But the highest of all are the spiritual sacrifices. They are for the Father, that He would be satisfied. That's the main, most important thing. That's the highest thing we can do in the house of the Lord. In Ezekiel 44, only the overcomers, the sons of Zadok, were allowed to only they were allowed to serve God as priests. The other priests and Levites, they were outside, helped the people. They were watchmen. That's fine, they can do that. But the faithful overcomers, only they were allowed to prepare food for God. And this is so decisive, how we keep the festal gathering, how to bring the spiritual sacrifice. It's not about the teaching, it's about the heart. How is the satisfaction of God the Father in my heart? If somebody is not too important for you, and if I don't know you, then okay, just go eat pizza somewhere. We just go to some pizza place and eat. But if I want to make a special gift to my wife, then I'm not going to the pizza place. Then I ask and think, where could I bring her that she really likes and that she's satisfied with? It's about our love to the Father, whether how the spiritual food looks like that we bring Him. What's food? Which food do we present? Oh, I forgot it. The whole week today is a worship day. What did I experience? I lost my keys on Tuesday, and I couldn't get into the house. I was truly desperate. And then God gave me the thought where the keys are, and let me go ahead and tell the saints about it. Sometimes we say that and tell stories. The last time I had the impression about what we do here, actually, the respect, the fear of God. Sometimes we say stories, and I say story about myself. Oh, the neighbor is naughty to me, and this and that. And then many a times, if we ourselves would enjoy that, and God has a special menu. He has burnt offering, meal offering, meal and peace offering, etc. But we should truly ask the Father, God, we do, how do we worship you? Is it full of respect? Is it the fat of the animals? Or is it a something? Is it just something? I don't know your impression. Many of us may have this impression, it's loose. So it seems that some saints, it's a comment of a brother, don't know how to bring a burnt offering, and maybe they just don't know how to do it. Yeah, perhaps that's legitimate. Especially when we are in the beginning and we love the Father, it really smells nice. But I have to ask myself, Father, what do I bring you? It is out of love. And it's also a matter of preparation. If there's something that's important to you, it requires preparation. You can never prepare a good meal without prep work. When we had guests, 2 or 3 days prior to that, I asked, what shall I cook? You have to go shopping. You have to prepare. You have to cook. You know, an hour, if not more. And then you eat 20 minutes, it's gone. To really raise a cattle, it takes time. Well, maybe the killing goes fast. Father, I love you. I want to bring something that you really like. Why not use time on Saturday or Sunday morning to think about, Lord God, what shall I bring you? And write it down. And when you write it down, then you notice that you have to cancel it again because the Father doesn't like it. So the focus is Christ. Philip was in Vietnam recently, and he sent us a picture what the saints read before the festal meeting. And the saints there said, let us keep the offering short and concentrate on Christ as a substance. That's something. Let us focus on Christ as our offering. So the slaughtering of the animal or the cattle is just a short time. It's not very long. And when you burn it, it's really short. Let us exercise to bring our offering in 2 to 3 minutes. That requires preparation. Let us practice. It's not that tomorrow nobody wants to stand up again and offer. In the end, God doesn't get anything anymore. No, we have to learn. You have to be respectful and to see this difference that we would satisfy Him. If we have that in our heart, that would really do something. Let us really practice this. Hebrews says they are sacrifices of praise. We proclaim praise for God. We bring that. It's glory in His house. These spiritual offerings bring glory to God. At the end, let me mention the God's wisdom. Week after week, He wants to have our worship. This is God's wisdom. Transformation and growth only is from week to week. I can't request my young son to get his A-levels next week. No, you cannot request that from a child. They can't do that at their point. But if they had a few years left, then at the end they can really take the exam and you will pass. Everything goes step by step, and it's God's wisdom to reveal Christ to us step by step. Love and obedience go together fast and well. If I really love the Lord, I will obey Him. Also, the humanity of Christ. Love is long-suffering. It's the humanity of the Lord. And all these things is to have the experience, specific experience and change in us. And that is only week by week. You shouldn't be desperate and give up. No, Lord, from week to week, I want to go on with you. Week to week, I want to bring an offering to you. I want to, week by week, bring Christ as my own. The Father will say, this is truly good. God is very happy if we have such a determination. If we make such a determination, then in the end, we are first fruits. each week you bring this food to the Father, very soon you will be one who is being enjoyed by God. In the end, you will be one that is enjoyed by God. So God says, bring me the first fruits into my house for my enjoyment. You have been purchased as first fruits in His house. Don't you want to be one that is being enjoyed by God? Each week we shall really bring this food. This is the difference of the temple to all other buildings. May the Father gain such a priesthood amongst us that serve and satisfy Him in love. Amen.